All right, we're back. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. You're listening to Who's Talking. We're glad to have with us tonight Bullet Bill Dudley, good old number 35. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Frank, it's great to be invited and be able to be aboard.
Very good. Well, we're glad we've got you connected. Thought we'd start out with asking you a simple question. Tell us about growing up out there in Bluefield and playing football at Graham High School.
You'd ask me to go back a few years, Frank, but some of your listeners may want to do a little bit of arithmetic. Fortunately, unfortunately, I was very young all the way through my athletic career. Back in those days, you had to be 7 years old before you could go to public school. So as a result, I was 7 years old in December the 24th, in 1928, and therefore, I started in the third grade. So that meant that I was 7 years old, starting into the fourth grade, you see.
Right.
The next year.
Wow.
And so it also put me in a position. I stayed the next year in high school to be able to play football because they wouldn't give me a uniform my first 2 years.
So, Bill, this is Jim Hobgood. So that helped me with the math here. How old were you when you enrolled at UVA?
I was 16 when I entered the University of Virginia.
All right. Well, the second part of that question is, how did you end up going to the University of Virginia? How did they discover you, and what was the recruiting process, if any?
Well, Jim, it's unique. There's a story goes that we had a doctor. Tazewell County was made up of basically three or four towns: Richland, Tazewell, Graham, and Pocahontas. And Dr. Witten was the delegate in the General Assembly from Tazewell County. And the story is that when the university and several of those schools came before his committee that he was on requesting money, he made the statement, he says, you're not going to get a damn dime from this committee to long remember unless somebody comes out from Southwest Virginia and recruits some ball players.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, in the spring of 1938, I was one of the ball players from Graham, the only ball player from Graham, and there was ball players from Tazewell, Pocahontas, and Richlands invited to his office to be interviewed by the people from the University of Virginia.
So you were interviewed in the office of the delegate.
And yes, exactly right. And Dr. Witten, Dr. Jack Witten was his name. He was an old bachelor. And I was interviewed in his office, and also my high school coach went with me, and he spent right much time with him, and he's the one that sold. The story goes that the university had lost a game by an extra point or two of them, or tied and so forth, in 1937, and I never missed an extra point in high school. And so that was the final decision maker for me, them to offer me a scholarship at the University of Virginia, which was $500, room, board, tuition, and books, and they didn't have to play football, but you did have to pass your work.
Now, did you kick for the University of Virginia as well?
Yes, sir. I kicked extra points and kicked a field goal in a couple of ball games.
Bullet Bill, you always tell a few interesting stories about your playing days, one of which I've always found fascinating. Back in 1941, prior to the away game at University of North Carolina, something happened that morning that was kind of unusual, and you and I chuckled about that recently. What happened?
Frank, we hadn't beaten Carolina in 9 years, and we stayed, I think it was at the Carolina Inn. And under every ball player's door, there was just a little card. I don't know who put it there. I don't know to this day. But somebody stuck a card under every ball player's door that said 9 long years. That's all it said. Just a little white card was printed, wasn't handwritten. Just 9 long years. And that was under everybody's door. And, of course, that 9 long years stopped at that date in 41.
Wow.
Do you remember what happened that day score-wise and some of your accomplishments? Or?
Well, of course, the newspapers made a lot out of it. We had a good football team. We only lost one ball game that year. And we beat Carolina, I think it was 28-7.
That's right.
And I had a pretty good day, but the ball club was better than that. They paved the way. And I think I scored 3 touchdowns.
That's a pretty good day.
Well, they made it for me. We had a good football. A lot of people didn't realize it, but we had a good football team.
Bill, let me ask you a question. By the way, for the listeners, we're visiting with Bullet Bill Dudley tonight, Virginia legend from a football perspective. Bill, you played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm from Western Pennsylvania. I'm kind of curious. This is a Jim question. Tell me about Art Rooney Sr., who I'm sure you got to know when you were with the Steelers.
Mr. Rooney was one of the finest men I've ever met in my life. He was my employer and friend. We became friends, and I stayed there and remained friends throughout his lifetime. And just a wonderful man and a wonderful family. And the family still owns the Pittsburgh Steelers, and of course they're doing well now. My one regret in my career in football is I was never on a championship team of any kind, high school, college, or pro.
Bill, back in the 40s, what was the draft like, and how did you learn that you had actually been drafted by the Steelers?
I got a telephone call saying that I was drafted by the Steelers. I had no idea. I went to Warston and saw professional football, and I really didn't plan on playing professional football.
Oh, really?
No, I was going to go into service. In fact, I was sworn in the Army Air Corps. In the Naval Air Corps, rather, in April of 1944, 42, rather.
Right.
But they never called me, and my papers kept following me. I finally got papers in December, and by that time I got a call from my father saying I'd been drafted, saying the Army was after me, I was going to be drafted. So I was sworn in the Army Air Corps in October of, I think it was September, October of 42, and then they allowed me to finish the season. I was called up in the latter part of December of 42.
Tell me something, Bill, as we close out the segment with you, on November 18th of this month, we've got the Bill Dudley Scholarship Reception down at the SunTrust headquarters downtown. Starting at 6 o'clock, and again, that's November 18th. We're looking forward to having you visit. You might tell folks the connection between not only the scholarship, but the city of Richmond and your connection with UVA.
Well, of course, my connection to university, they gave me the opportunity to get an education.
Right.
And through my ability to play the game of football, which I love and still do. But then the Richmond Alumni Association set up this Dudley Award. And I've always felt like that the people and the alumni of the University of Virginia, my scholarship came from them. I never will forget when I was at the university. One day, Coach Murray pulled me off on the side of the field. I've reached that age where my memory's a little bit.
That's okay.
But there were 3 members from Richmond Alumni Association, University of Virginia, on the sidelines, and he took me off the practice field and introduced me to them. One was Mr. Hatcher, and there were 2 other gentlemen, and they said, "Bill, these are the gentlemen who are responsible for your being able to come to the University of Virginia." And I've always felt that when this came up and this award was being made, that I'd like to try to help any way I could to the people, not only the people that are alumni of the University of Virginia, but also the students who are in the Richmond area, because they gave me the opportunity to go to the university.
Bill, we really appreciate your joining us tonight. You mean an awful lot to the University of Virginia and the athletic program. We thank you for your time. Look forward to having you back on at some point in time, and certainly look forward to the reception next week here in Richmond. In the meantime, we will go to our second break. When we return, we will be joined by another Virginia legend, number 40, Barry Parkhill.